This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Lucifer's Banker by Bradley Birkenfeld covers Birkenfeld's time at UBS Bank. UBS, the world's largest wealth manager, is facing embarrassment over fresh revelations going back to the tax investigation that led to the collapse of Swiss banking secrecy. Two significant events are looming before UBS. The first is the possibility of a public trial in France featuring UBS whistleblower Bradley Birkenfeld concerning historic tax evasion allegedly orchestrated by the bank. That could happen this year. The other is the publication this October of Birkenfeld's scathing new book, Lucifer's Banker, which covers his time at UBS. Mr. Birkenfeld, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, and yourself?
I am doing well, thank you. So let's talk. A possibility that a trial, a public trial, could take place in France. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, the ironic situation is that the U.S. government prevented me from testifying at Raoul Vaal's trial in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and he was acquitted. So I had to go out of my way to try and help the French magistrates in Paris to bring justice to the French people. And I went over to Paris and testified for about 10 hours in the magistrate's office, which was very compelling and factual. So I think the problem we have here is that, one, there will be a trial, in my opinion. And number two, why is it that UBS continues to break the law around the world and help people evade taxes and help dictators and billionaires evade taxes as well as do other nefarious acts? This is wrong.
Mr. Birkenfeld, you served 31 months in prison for one count of conspiracy to abet tax evasion by one of your clients. After you were released, you were paid, that is, a record $104 million by the IRS. Why did they pay you that sum?
Because it's the law. And they were required to pay me that sum because I was the one, the only one, who came in and exposed the largest and longest running tax fraud, not just in the U.S., but in the world. And the laws within the IRS are clear under the whistleblowing law, which means that the monies that you bring in from a fraud, which I exposed the largest one at UBS, they collected $780 million in fines and penalties, which is really a pittance. They should have fined them much more. And out of those proceeds, I got paid a percentage of them. And under the law, you get anywhere from 15 to 30%, and I got 26% out of that range. So you could see that I've done a wonderful thing, not only to eradicate this illegal business, but brought those monies back into the U.S. Treasury and to the U.S. taxpayers.
Would you talk to us about something that was called the referral program? What was it?
Well, this was a sophisticated program that evolved over time at UBS. And what they did was they used the onshore network of their bank operations to refer clients to the offshore operations, primarily in Switzerland. And what this was to do was to get rich clients, $1 million minimum account size and above, have that money sent to Switzerland, whether it was Lugano, Geneva, or Zurich, to be managed. There were several reasons for this. It incentivized the domestic person to send the money, the client, to Switzerland, and they got paid for that. And secondly, the person in Switzerland got paid for that off of the revenue that was generated. This is totally illegal. It's aiding and abetting tax evasion, and it's using the onshore operations as a guide to help the offshore business, which is much more profitable, as you can understand. So this was something that was absolutely ingrained into UBS society around the world, and there's a color PowerPoint presentation with a few pages on my website, lucifersbanker.com, where you can reference them.
You went to prison, you went to jail. The bankers and their clients, who has served time, if anyone?
Well, not one banker at UBS has served time because the corruption within the Department of Justice in America is so endless. They were upset with me because I was a whistleblower. They lied in front of a federal judge in Florida. They forum shopped to pick a judge in Florida. I had nothing to do with Florida. They can just do this randomly to the detriment of myself or any other citizen for that matter. So Americans should be outraged that the Department of Justice is just running rampant and is reckless in their disregard for the law. But there were a few clients that may have got a few months here or there, but no one was punished like me, the whistleblower, who brought it to their attention, who made it possible for them to collect billions and billions of dollars, and they blame the whistleblower. It's outrageous.
Would you talk to us about PEP, P-E-P? What is that?
PEPs are something that are very sophisticated clients. They're called politically exposed people. And at the bank, we had a dedicated desk in Zurich that handled this, and that person dealt directly with the PEPs in Washington, D.C. Now, the problem is, even within the secret numbered accounts that we managed in Switzerland, you may not know your colleague's clients because it was that ultra secret. But the PEPs were even a step beyond that because they were kept very, very private and only a few people knew the names. Of course, my big bosses that I exposed to the Department of Justice were all given non-prosecution agreements, and they know who those PEPs are.
Do you know who those PEPs are?
No.
Anyone?
I don't know any of the PEPs. I exposed one client, which is in my book, who was working on illegal oil sales with Saddam Hussein. And the question would be this. Why is UBS helping Saddam Hussein? Why are they harboring a client with $400 million in secret numbered accounts who lived in New York City? Why would they do this, and why would the government let them get away with that?
You argue that the Obama administration has a glaring conflict of interest when it comes to this kind of operation by UBS and other banks.
Well, that's correct. And it's, again, I'll defer to my book for your readers and your audience to understand that when I went to the U.S. Senate, along with the IRS, the DOJ, and the SEC, there was a Senator Obama who was on that U.S. Senate committee that was investigating UBS due to my exposures. He never attended one of those meetings when UBS was being investigated. Instead, he was campaigning for president, accepting millions of dollars from the same bank, UBS, that was under investigation. That's clearly a conflict of interest. Furthermore, Barack Obama then appointed the chairman of UBS Americas on two of his presidential committees advising on economics and tax, which is the most ludicrous thing you could ever imagine. The bank that's under criminal investigation for breaking our securities and tax laws for decades, he cozies up with them. He plays golf with them. He invites them to the White House. I mean, it's an absolute outrage.
Let's take a moment and talk about the Panama Papers that became public not so long ago. What are your thoughts on those? Do you sanction such revelation?
Well, the Panama Papers was a bit different from what I exposed. Mm-hmm. And at UBS, I exposed 19,000 clients and about $20 billion in assets, just the U.S. desk out of Switzerland. Panama Papers was a bit different because what that was a law firm operating in Panama, an external service provider, if you will. So you could have a bank account at UBS, but it could be structured through a law firm in Panama through a company or a trust or what have you. So that was a bit different, and I think the timing of the Panama Papers and the information we received from the Panama Papers clearly reflects that the intelligence agencies were behind that leak to undermine our enemies in certain countries, whether it was Russia or Pakistan or what have you. In the UK, Mr. Cameron was collateral damage, of course. You certainly have to throw someone under the bus, and he certainly got exposed in that Panama Papers leak. But the Panama Papers, for anyone who understands this industry, would say that this doesn't make sense, that you don't know who the whistleblower is. You are exposing 11.2 million pieces of paper documents. I mean, that's a large number of documents. And how is this possible that we still don't know anything, but all the people that were exposed in the initial leak were all the enemies of the U.S. and not one American.
French authorities, as you've said, will have a trial. What do you hope the U.S. will do?
Well, I hope the U.S. stays out of it, because I think what's happening here is the U.S. has covered this up from the State Department to the Department of Justice to the White House. This is an absolute scandal of great magnitude, because over 300 million Americans have been cheated as a result of the transgressions committed by the Obama administration. Secondly, the French government, I think, will take this to the right steps, because they're annoyed with what Switzerland has been doing to their economy by hiding assets in their country for decades. So I think the French are independent of the U.S., number one, and number two, they are going to seek justice, hence why I testified there for 10 hours and gave them a lot of information and documentation on the practices of UBS in Switzerland. So you can see that this is going to be a very big case, and right now there's 1.1 billion euro in escrow, and it could go up to 6 billion euro. And if they're found guilty, UBS, they could lose their license to operate in the entire country.
Bradley Birkenfeld's book, Lucifer's Banker, The Untold Story of How I Destroyed Swiss Bank Secrecy, is right now on bookshelves. Would you give a website for your blog?
There is a website as well that has a wealth of information and documents, which is www.lucifersbanker.com. And I recommend people go and look and see some of the documents and the information that I have compiled there. There'll be more to come. And I hope it helps your readers to understand the corruption that's been going on, not only at UBS, but in the U.S. government for the last few decades.
Bradley Birkenfeld, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.